After raising the young daughter of a synagogue ruler, Jesus went on from there, followed by two blind men who kept calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." The title of Son of David was one of the names in Israel for the Messiah. When Jesus came to the house where he was staying, he went indoors and the blind men followed him. He asked them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. So Jesus touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, it will be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus cautioned them sternly not to tell anyone, but as soon as they went out, they spread the news about him throughout the region. After they had left, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to him. When Jesus had delivered him, the dumb man spoke, and the people were full of admiration. But the Pharisees accused Jesus of doing these things by the power of Satan. The political and religious leaders of the country were not the only ones who rejected Christ. The people of his own town, Nazareth, and the members of his own family, his brothers, refused to believe in him. Nevertheless, Jesus again went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. But this second visit was hardly more successful than the first. To begin with, the people of Nazareth were amazed at the wisdom and authority of his words. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What is this wisdom that has been given to him, that he can even do miracles?" But soon they began to say, "Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? And the brother of James, Joses, Judah, and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us?" And the people of Nazareth, who thought they knew him so well, took offense and refused to believe in him. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor." And because of their unbelief, he could not do any miracles there, except to heal a few sick people. Jesus left Nazareth and went through all the towns and villages of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and healing the sick. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were bewildered and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." So he called the 12 apostles and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to cure every kind of disease. And he sent them out two by two on their first mission. "Do not go among the Gentiles, or enter any town of the Samaritans," he said. "Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message: the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Take nothing for the journey: no bread, no bag, no money, no extra tunic, for the worker is worth his keep. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If that home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town as a testimony against them." Then Jesus cautioned his disciples about the dangers that lay ahead, and advised them to be careful. "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves," he said. "Therefore be shrewd as serpents and harmless as doves." So the disciples went out and traveled through the towns and villages of Galilee. They called people to repentance and announced the good news of the kingdom. Wherever they went, they drove out evil spirits and anointed sick people with oil and healed them. Next episode, the death of John the Baptist.